This is VOA News. Reporting via remotes, I'm Richard Green. The United States called out China and Russia on Wednesday for opposing further United Nations action on North Korea, warning that the Security Council cannot stay silent any longer as Pyongyang prepares for a seventh nuclear test. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, referred to two council members who she said argued that restraint by the council would encourage North Korea to stop escalating and instead come to the negotiating table.
We cannot wait until the DPRK conducts additional provocative, illegal, dangerous acts like a nuclear test. We need to speak up now with a strong and unified voice in condemnation of the DPRK's behavior.
Washington has assessed North Korea could be ready to do such a test as early as this month.
The DPRK sees that this council used to respond with meaningful consequences, but it no longer does. So it interprets council silence to mean that it won't face future consequences, and it sees our silence as permission to continue on its stated trajectory.
However, veto powers China and Russia are opposed to further UN sanctions and have long been pushing for the council to ease such measures on North Korea on humanitarian grounds. The United States says now is not the time. Ukrainian forces reported battlefield gains on Wednesday in a counterattack that could signal a shift in the momentum of the war, while Kyiv shut gas flows on a route through Russian-held territory, raising the threat of an energy crisis in Europe. Following days of advances north and east of the second-largest city, Kharkiv, Ukrainian forces were within just several kilometers of the Russian border on Wednesday morning, one Ukrainian military source said, on condition of anonymity. This is VOA News. The advance appears to be the fastest that Ukraine has mounted since it drove Russian troops away from Kyiv and out of the country's north at the beginning of April. If sustained, it could let Ukrainian forces threaten supply lines for Russia's main attack force and even put real logistics targets inside Russia itself within striking range of Ukrainian artillery. A journalist for Al Jazeera was shot and killed while covering an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank town of Jenin early Wednesday. Linda Grasstein reports for VOA.
Shireen Abu Akla, a 51-year-old journalist for Al Jazeera, was fatally shot in the West Bank city of Jenin early Wednesday. The Palestinian Health Ministry said she was hit in the head by live Israeli fire. Video from the site showed she was wearing a helmet and a vest with the word press on it. Qatar-based Al Jazeera issued a statement accusing Israel of killing Abu Akla in cold blood. Palestinian activist Mustafa Barghouti told Al Jazeera that Abu Akla was shot soon after arriving in Jenin.
They just arrived to Jenin, which was being invaded at the same time by the Israeli army. There was no exchange of fire. So there is no possibility whatsoever that a Palestinian have shot Shireen Abu Akla. The Israeli army always uses these excuses to cover up the crimes they are committing against Palestinians, including Palestinian journalists.
Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Lior Hayat disputed the Palestinian version of events.
There are indications that Ms. Abu Akla was killed by Palestinian terrorists' fire. Israel will be conducting a thorough investigation. We call on the Palestinian Authority to cooperate with this investigation in order to get to the truth.
Palestinians say they do not trust Israel to conduct a fair investigation. Abu Akla's death comes amid growing tension between Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinian attackers, including several from Jenin, have killed 19 people in terrorist attacks over the past few months. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United States has now recorded more than 1 million COVID-19 deaths, according to a Reuters tally, crossing a once unthinkable milestone about 2 years after the first cases upended everyday life and quickly transformed it. The 1 million mark represents about one death for every 327 Americans, or more than the entire population of San Francisco or Seattle. Recapping our top story, the U.S. called out China and Russia on Wednesday for opposing further U.N. action on North Korea, warning that the Security Council cannot stay silent any longer as Pyongyang prepares for a seventh nuclear test. Reporting via remote,